This is Louisiana's Lab. I'm Travis Lux. Ethanol is by far the most commonly produced biofuel in the country, but it has some problems. For one, it's only about two-thirds as efficient as gasoline.
Secondly, ethanol has a serious problem in that it likes to pick up water. And why is that a problem? Because it picks up water, you cannot move ethanol in a pipeline because it'll cause corrosion.
Donald Day is a researcher at the LSU Ag Center's Audubon Sugar Institute, where researchers are trying to find ways to produce biofuels and bioproducts from the sugars found in Louisiana plants. Plants like sweet sorghum and energy cane.
We wanted a better fuel than ethanol. That took us to butanol.
Day says that producing butanol by fermenting sugary plant juices isn't new. But what is new is the way he and his team are producing it. The first big difference is the bacteria they use to do the fermenting.
There are microorganisms out there that'll do anything you want, if you have the right ones.
They get their bacteria from Optinol, a biofuel company they've been collaborating with. This special patented bacteria produces a higher percentage of butanol.
So that simplifies much of what we want to do.
They've also simplified the fermentation process itself. Typically, biofuels are fermented in batches. You fill a container up with sugary liquid, add your bacteria, let it ferment. Then you drain it away and repeat. But Day's team has perfected a method of continuous fermentation, which by itself increases efficiency fivefold. Day says that even though low oil prices are driving down the demand for biofuels, he's optimistic about butanol's future.
We are at the point to scale it up. I would say the next stage is demonstration plants and then commercial.
For Louisiana's Lab, I'm Travis Lux.